Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Let's get some of these things out of the way. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page, social media platforms. Go to the top of SonsOfLibertyMedia.com after you subscribe, and when you click on the SOL Radio Live, you can join us on our Rumble feed. Also jump over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page as well. If you want to call in, please do 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ. Well, what do I say? We already knew this. The new, now listen to the name, the New Reduction Act. This is the bill that was just passed over the weekend. Notice the name, the Reduction Act. Okay? This is what I do every time I go out and I speak. I do these oxymorons. I do these, you ever wonder whys? And then I put these things together and I show them. Isn't it interesting how they say this, but it stands in stark contrast to its very definition. It conflicts, right? It confuses people. Well, it's the same thing here. When I'm talking about the New Reduction Act, now listen, putting this into play here, just passed over the weekend, for those that did not know, did you know that they just, in that bill, created positions for up to 87,000 new IRS agents, 70,000 of whom will be armed? It's in the bill. I suppose that's a theory too, right? But we've been telling you about this for years. See, now this is the danger of allowing unconstitutional agencies to move forward. Who's attacking the people today? Who's equating agencies today to the Gestapo? Like your said representatives in some cases are, like that of Gomar out of Texas, equating the FBI to the Gestapo. Well, guess what? They're equating the IRS to the Gestapo today. It's interesting how Mr. Conspiracy Theorist over here has been nailing it. Isn't it interesting, folks? Well, I'm here to tell you again, friends, the New Reduction Act just passed over the weekend. It passed over the weekend. Over the weekend, while you were trying to take a breather, while you were trying to take a minute off, what did they do? They created positions for up to 87,000 new IRS agencies. I didn't know that the IRS was constitutionally legit. It's not. I'm not a tax protester. But it's not a constitutionally justified agency. Neither, by the way, is the FBI, now that I'm speaking of it. Neither is the CIA. Neither is the Homeland Security. All of these agencies that are being militarized against the American people are all unconstitutional agencies. So maybe this explains to you why I continuously tell you that those that serve you, the people, or so you think, are serving in a foreign manner to the U.S. Constitution. It is. And I want to remind you of something here, friends. We're doing this to ourselves. And I want to say this, in uncovering the darkness, right? The powers that are tolerated, because everybody knows who the bad guys are, but they allow them to continuously create chaos after crisis after chaos after crisis, year after year, decade after decade. As I just said, if you're fighting each other, you're fighting the wrong people. Instead of dealing with those that are creating these issues the way that the Lord commands us to do and keeping His commandments, in His statutes and His judgments, so that we might know peace and righteousness within, Isaiah 51, verse 4. Well, what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and arm our own people against our own people, instead of dealing with the people that are creating this chaos. But the Lord promised in judgment, because that's what this is, very specific, that if you forget me, I'll turn your nation into hell. And it's exactly what's happening. Verse 16 and 17 of Psalm chapter 9. Read it when you get a moment. Amos 6:3 tells us, "You that put far away the evil day and cause the seed of violence to come near." I'm here to tell you right now, friends, and I've been saying this for years, it's coming to your front door. How many times have the American people been warned what these unconstitutional agencies would bring about? Read Ezekiel 33, verse 3, because we've warned you. Now they're looking to come to your front doors, just like Amos 6:3 tells us, because you have what? You put far away the evil day. You would say that it would never happen in your time. That will never happen here in your pride. You're the first one to go to the sword, Scripture tells us. Folks, we have seen over the years how the American government, corruption within, has been setting itself against the very people that they sworn to serve. Read Numbers 32:23. That tells us that our sin is finding us out. Now, the constitutional right just reported today, the poorly named Inflation Reduction Act does just the exact opposite. Passed over the weekend by, of course, they got to blame the Senate. And here's the good guys doing nothing, like I said yesterday, but highlighting the crimes of those that they failed to prosecute. Article 2, Section 4, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. Didn't they promise to uphold the laws within against all enemies, both foreign and domestic? Well, this is, again, the best that you get. But the poorly named Inflation Reduction Act, passed over the weekend by Senate Democrats, is slated to create positions for 87,000 new IRS agents. Why? 70,000 of whom will be armed. Now, this brings the total to nearly 170,000 under the Bureau of Tax Collection. Wow! Isn't that crazy? The cost of this new initiative will be about $80 billion. You are paying for your oppressors to violate their constitutional oath. You are paying them to transgress your God-given rights. You're paying for this. And it's sold to you as a bill that's a part of lowering costs to Americans. They see, this is how stupid they think you are. They said that the cost of the initiative will be about $80 billion, so they spend $80 billion, and then they turn around and tell you, well, it's going to be lower cost to the American people. Well, let me ask you something, friends. Who's paying for it? You are. You are. Folks, the new Reduction Act just passed over the weekend created positions for 87,000 new IRS agents. I'm not talking to a third world country. We'll be right back.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on theforgenews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wow. Wow. Oh, my goodness. Donald Trump's Key Largo mansion's been raided by the FBI. Oh, reports coming from all of the useful idiots in the conservative movement. Yesterday's liberals, those that are good for nothing but to be trodden under the foot of men. Matthew 5:13. Hey, folks, I want to premise this because we're going to get into this right away. Because I am absolutely with the absolute ignorance of the American people that have still not learned that the best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. This attack on Alex Jones is an attack on guys like me and you. Right? This attack on Donald Trump is aimed at you. Okay? Alex Jones isn't in jail. Wanted to let you know Donald Trump isn't in jail neither, but yet he was the leader of the coup. Donald Trump was the president of the United States of America, we're told corporate America, by the way, for 4 years. And about making America great again by bringing justice that guards our liberties, none of that was done. None of that was done. We have been taught in this country by the mainstream media and the useful idiots to overlook the law and justice. And that is the very thing that's destroying who we are as a people under God. I want you to see how this has played out. You've got to pay attention to the details here. This is fun. It's a fun, short video to watch on social media platforms. And the audio is very telling. In other words, I don't need to sit there and paint the picture for you because you'll understand as to how this is being played out. What I'm going to show you is how actors and how politicians are set up as a people that are there acting in a manner that is foreign to who they really are. That's what makes them actors. The act cannot be a part of the actor or from the actor. Private person and the office are one. That's what people don't put together. That may sound confusing, but you'll understand in just a moment here. I want you to check this out again because it's very telling as to what's being played out here. And here we go. Here we go. The first guy will be Stallone, Michael Cardone. They know him as Rocky. Okay, I want you to check
this
out.
Rocky Balboa and today's Benedict Arnold's politicians have in common?
Well, they're both actors.
An actor defined is a person who behaves in a way that is not genuine. A couple of years ago, I had seen a documentary on the Hollywood actor Sylvester Stallone, who played the role of Rocky Balboa, you know, the Italian stallion, the boxing heavyweight champion of the world. Well, during this documentary, I noticed that while he was filming for another Rocky movie in Philadelphia, the people from Philadelphia actually greeted him as Rocky Balboa.
The Philadelphia people look at Rocky as an existing being, as someone who sort of exists. They're not yelling for Sylvester Stallone. Believe me, it's all Rocky, Rocky, yo, rock, rock. There is no separation between the two identities.
I wondered how many of them actually seen the Rocky movies really knew his real name. They knew him as the character that he portrayed, not as who he really was. Furthermore, how many of them actually deceived themselves into believing that Rocky was also the heavyweight champion of the world? This was, in fact, the reality many of the people in Philadelphia had when it came to that of Sylvester Stallone. Friends, the man's real name is Michael Sylvester Gaudenzio Stallone. He's never been in a ring to fight professionally one time in all of his life. And he is not the heavyweight champion of anyone's world except those that paid for the ticket to see this actor play the part of one.
That's right.
And speaking of actors, how many politicians today run on the promises that they fail to keep once they win the office that they sought? They put themselves up to be something that they clearly are not. Like that of the actor Sylvester Stallone, they say that they are someone that they are not and act in another way. Christian conservative is usually what they sell, yet what they deliver time and time again is not at all what they sold themselves to be in any sense of the word. It is what they do that shows you who they are. It is true that the man and the office are one and the same. Again, speaking of politicians,
our country will be better off when we start making our own products again, bringing our once great manufacturing capabilities back to the shores.
As a line of clothing. Now, where were these made?
I don't know where they were made, but they were made someplace, but they're great.
Okay, so what we have here, for example, is Donald Trump talking about how we need to bring our jobs back into America. Then he's on David Letterman's show, The Late Show, back in 2012, where Trump's own branded clothing line is made in Asia. You see what we're talking about here?
Where are the shirts made? Bangladesh.
What is good?
So what he says to the people and what he does are two different stories.
These are beautiful ties.
They are great ties.
But he said that they have to work to the people in Asia. And like that of the actor, I ask, how is the act apart from the actor? They are still the same person regardless of what they want someone to believe that they are. And one thing is for sure, their actions speak a lot louder than their words.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky. I never told anybody to lie, not a single time, never.
Indeed, I did have a relationship with Miss Lewinsky that was not appropriate. In fact, it was wrong. It constituted a critical lapse in judgment and a personal failure on my part for which I am solely and completely responsible. I misled people, including even my wife.
It is like that of the laws in this country that need to be enforced. We don't need more laws. We need good men to enforce them laws. That's how we know that they are good. On so many occasions, politicians act out that they are good, and yet they implement that which is unlawful, which undermines the constitutional laws which are in place. And of course, they advocate compartmentalization. What do you mean? Well, they want you to accept that their personal life is separate from their public life. Well, in fact, that is not true in any sense of the word. Who they are in private is who they are in public, regardless of the act, if you judge them by their fruits. There is no separating the two. Look to what they advocate and produce, and you will understand. It's been rightly stated that public character is no evidence of true greatness, for a public character is often an artificial one. Benedict Arnold, in his public capacity, was a general of the American Army, an early war hero in the American Revolution, a leader in the Battle of Saratoga. However, during the same time, he was being presented into the public eye as a hero. He was also behind closed doors embezzling supplies destined for the starving troops at Valley Forge. He was also pocketing profits made from illegal sales. As well, he was betraying West Point to the enemy. Now, was his public life or his private life a more accurate indicator of his true character? Obviously, his private life was.
Luke 22:48.
Somehow or another, the United States has now become a place where entertainers and politicians are mistaken for people of genuine identities. Instead of advocating the light, it now advocates the darkness and pretends to be the light.
Isaiah 5:20 as well. Check it out when you get a moment.
It is not then in the glare of public, but in the shade of private life, that we are to look to the man. Private life is always real life. And behind the curtain, where the eyes of the millions are not upon him, there he will always be sure to act himself. And consequently, if he act greatly in private, he must be great indeed. Hence, it has been said that our private deeds, if noble, are the noblest deeds of our lives. It is in the private virtues that they lay the foundations of all human excellence, said Mason L. Weems, The Life of Washington. And so it is.
Hebrews 4:13. All things are naked and open to the eyes of whom we have to do. So there you have it, folks. Is it true? Well, I'm going to come back on the other side, and I'm going to bring you over to Key Largo. But before I get to Key Largo and what allegedly just took place, I'm going to propose the fruit of an individual, and I'm going to ask you, as I propose this, who's responsible for passing these bills? Does it sound like someone that's working for the American people and making America great again? Or does it sound like someone that is selling out the American people to foreigners across the globe, namely their foreign enemies? Okay, we're going to be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, 1-866-582-9933.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of market. markets and find your best entries and exits.
Text the word MONEY to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
U.S. labor productivity is falling. The Labor Department says it declined by 4.6% in the second quarter from the first 3 months of the year. Despite the fall, the number came in slightly better than expected. Labor costs are being blamed for contributing to the drop. Former President Trump has released a video hinting at another run for the White House in 2024.
We are a nation that has the highest inflation in over 40 years. Where the stock market just finished the worst first half of a year in more than 5 decades.
The release followed the FBI raid of his Florida resort home on Monday night. Trump adding, "We soon will have greatness again." All's quiet in Washington, D.C., as the House and Senate are both not in session. This is USA Radio News. President Biden is talking up a new bipartisan semiconductor bill that he signed today. During a White House ceremony, Biden stressing the CHIPS measure will supercharge U.S. manufacturing of computer chips. Thomas Cofield is the president and CEO of GlobalFoundries, which makes semiconductor chips. He explains to CNBC how long it will take for his company to get more semiconductor chips produced.
If, like in GlobalFoundries' case, we already have some existing space in our U.S. footprint that we can install tools, we could bring capacity on within, say, 18 months.
Ford Motor Company will be taking orders for the all-electric F-150 Lightning pickup starting on Thursday. The company announcing the 2023 vehicles will have improvements and a higher price. The base model of the pickup is rising by $7,000 to just under $47,000. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I got it, Dan. Tim just told me I've been saying Key Largo. I know the area. I've been over there so many times going up to the Key West area. And I've been thinking of Key Largo because I know that. And it's Mar-a-Lago. Mar-a-Lago. Dan, is that what you were trying to tell me? Because Tim already told me, and I totally appreciate you guys watching my six.
No, I was, it kind of went over my head too, honestly, but, hey, I just wanted to hit on something, okay? Number one, Trump is making himself a martyr through all of this.
Of course he is.
And number two, Christopher Wray was appointed by Trump in 2017. That was going to be the man he was going to use to fight the deep state, the man who has gone after thousands of people for January 6th.
I'm just getting into it. I'm just tipping right into it. There is no question about it. That's why I said the best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. The American people still haven't figured out that this is all aimed at them. This isn't aimed at Trump. If it was, he'd have been thrown in jail 2 years ago. This is a dog and a pony show is all it is. And again, it's the same thing. Look at the timing of Alex Jones and look at the time of Donald Trump. It came out the same exact day. Okay? This is all an attack on we the people. And these are our said representatives. And when it comes to Alex Jones, he's supposed to be the one that's in the middle fighting for the people's rights. But yet, it's a little fishy all the way around, because what I see is we have a soldier of fortune making hundreds of millions of dollars. And I'm talking about Alex Jones. And instead of fighting for the people, it seems like he's fighting for himself. And now he's hooked at the hip with a lot of these people that were complaining about, and the very ones that we're even highlighting now, Dan, believe it or not.
Well, I will tell you this. Alex Jones isn't going to pay a dime.
He
isn't going to pay a dime to none of that.
Amen. Amen. We got some thinkers, man. We got some thinkers, and I'm really happy to see it. I got some people posting right now on social media platforms, even before you called, Dan, saying if anything in this dog and show, they're trying to start a revolt, a continuation of January 6th. It's exactly what it is. Exactly what it is.
I'd like to end on this, and regardless of what people think, if we do have anything that would resemble a fair election, I think Trump was worried that DeSantis was pulling ahead, and this was a stunt with a man he put in 2017 to make it look like he's a martyr. Because now, you know, he's going to boost way ahead because he's going to play the martyr card. He already did, and he wasn't even there.
They do it on cue. It's right on cue.
Yep.
They always play the victim because he. Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Thanks for checking my six. Folks, they do. They always put themselves in the victim position, like the mainstream media is attacking them. What are they doing? They're filling the seats. That's how you, folks, that's how you fill the seats, is you continuously promote the fight. They're not under attack. They're promoting them. What is it that people don't understand? It's as easy as pie to say, hey, folks, just like I said with Tesla some time ago, and by the way, Elon Musk is a globalist from A to Z, but people got all caught up with Elon Musk, and I said, look at how this is all going. Gas prices are going up, and simultaneously, what are they doing? Well, 247% Elon Musk's car sales are skyrocketing. Hello? The list goes on, folks. Here, let me just get back to my point here. This is right on cue is what's going on here, friends. Again, this isn't an attack on Donald Trump. The mainstream media gave him all the attention that he needed, right, to put him into office. Again, do your best for all those that still haven't caught on to overlook the 1,163 other presidential contenders that you never heard a word about. It was only Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump, and Joe Biden. Maybe this explains why we get all this censorship, do you suppose? Because I don't hear anybody else calling it for what it is. Literally, I don't. And if I do, it's only in part. They don't see it through. They want to still believe that there's goodness in man, when in fact the Bible says our righteousness is but filthy rags before God. My goodness, folks, we're to look to Christ as the standard, because he is the standard. We're not to look to fallen man and sit there and say, this is not the voice of a man, this is the voice of a God, Acts 12:22. But this is what we see with the Trumpites. Now, let me get to this, because I want to throw this at you, okay? Does this sound like someone that wants to make America great again? And this, by the way, is the tip of the iceberg. $12 million scholarships for the Lebanese. Foreign countries. Does this sound like someone that wants to make America great again? $20 million for Middle East Partnership Initiative scholarship programs. In Americans, you're paying for all of this. How about $12 million in military funding for Vietnam? Does that sound like someone that wants to make America great again? Or are they establishing a global order on your dime? And I can't find in the Constitution where they have the authority or delegated authority given unto them by we the people to do so.
$3.5 million in nutrition assistance to Laos. But forget about what's going on in your backyard, folks. Go into Southern California. Go to that of San Diego area. Look at all those poor people on the streets. Look at the people living on the streets, looking for food in garbage cans. But the guy that wants to make America great again, he spent $3.5 million in making sure that there's nutrition assistance given unto those in Laos. What about $15 million in developmental assistance to China? You paid for it, by the way, friends. They're tightening the noose, just so you understand what's going on here. $10 million for women LEOs in Afghanistan. Does that sound like someone that wants to make America great again? I thought they were our sworn enemies. I thought they were responsible for attacking our two towers. No. The devil's always found in the details. That's why you have to look inside as to what's going on concerning these bills. What about this one? The $1 million for the World Organization of Meteorologists. $218 million for promoting democracy development in Europe. You paid for it, Americans. Does that sound like someone that wants to make America great again by stealing from you and aiding foreign countries and building them up while they tear you down? Does that sound like someone that's looking out for you, Americans? What about this one? $10 million for disadvantaged Egyptian students. Huh. What about this one? $1.371 billion for contributions to international organizations. Does that sound like somebody that's looking to make America great again? I'm just curious. What about the $51 million to promote international family planning and reproductive health to make sure that babies are murdered in the womb in foreign countries? Does that sound like someone that's the most pro-life president in the history of America? Boy, oh boy, someone's been duped here. What about this one? $7 million promoting international conversations. $10 million for the United Nations environmental programs. Again, Americans, you're paying for all of this. Okay? $5 million for Vietnam Education Foundation grants. $2.579 million for Commission on Security and Cooperation in Europe. Isn't that crazy? Hey, folks, what did we just see? Well, allegedly, Donald Trump's place on Mar-a-Lago was just raided by the FBI. Baloney. Baloney. Because what I'm reading off right now is a bill that was written and signed by that of Donald Trump. He wasn't warring against the establishment that everybody's complaining about. He was aiding it every step of the way. I'm not done yet. $2.579 million for Commission on Security. Isn't it interesting how the FBI can allegedly raid one of a former president's home, but yet Biden's the one committing treason on a daily basis? Have you figured out that they're all wearing the same jersey yet, friends? Have you figured out, America, that your borders are wide open to illegals pouring into your country even as we speak? This is all distraction. This is all distraction is all it is. What about the $15 million paid to, this is the acronym, USAID, for promoting international higher education between universities? Donald Trump signed that bill. What about the $1 million for the Culture Antiquities Task Force? This is what Donald Trump signed concerning his first budget-busting $1.3 trillion spending bill. I thought he was going to eradicate the national deficit. No, he added $8.7 trillion to it before he left, Americans. Is that how you make America great again? And guess what he's doing? He's out there playing the same exact game to his worshipers that refuse to see the man for who he is. $6.25 million for the Ambassador's Fund for Cultural Preservation. $20 million for countering foreign state propaganda, which you're seeing happen in America. This was all contrived by the foreigner sodomite Barack Hussein Obama back in 2016. All of this has been pre-planned as to what you're dealing with today. But again, the American people already know who the bad guys are.
But they just want to act like, you know, there's nothing that they can do about it. What about this one? $12 million for countering state disinformation and pressure. I guarantee you, while this is being signed off as helping other people in foreign countries, I guarantee you this is where the money's going, and it's aimed at you, Americans. This is treason. This is treason is what this is, Americans. And this is just one of the many bills that were signed by the likes of Donald Trump. Now, I can go through the whole rigmarole again of the bills that were signed by Donald Trump. But I know that people don't like to hear the truth. But I'm not here to appease you and your feelings. I'm here to tell you the truth, because the truth demands a response, like it or not. If you refuse to acknowledge the truth and live accordingly, you will be condemned. If you adhere to the truth, there will be a warfare, because through trials and tribulations do we enter into the kingdom of heaven. Acts 14:22. I'm going to come right back, and I'm going to show you how this game is being played out, because at the end of the day, they're trying to get you to bow and to submit to the same establishment that they themselves serve. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Bob the Plumber from IMTV. We've been working with Bradley Dean, done several shows with him, and I really love Bradley. What I love most about him is his knowledge of Scripture. I even asked him a question live on the air one time that would have embarrassed 99% of all people. Bradley knew immediately the answer.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net, or call 888-988-3325.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
One 866-582-9933. I feel like I got to tell you this again. 1,163 other presidential contenders, and you heard of Donald Trump and Joe Biden. Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. Did you watch the video on social media platforms? Because if you were one of the listeners in 157 cities, it's interesting how all these presidents war against each other until they get in office, and then someone takes a picture in private, and they're all hanging out together.
Folks, they're not at war with each other. They're at war with you because they're not working for you. They're working for special interest groups, and those special interest groups don't realize that they're working for the Lord to judge a nation that refuses to obey Him. It's really that simple. It really honestly is. We're being told right now that FBI has raided Mar-a-Lago property under siege. Really? He didn't war against the establishment. He served the establishment, friends. Let me say that again. He didn't war against the establishment. He served the establishment. Hey, folks. Remember when Trump fully funded Planned Parenthood? The mainstream media reported it, but you didn't pay attention to it. And I've showed you all of these articles. Do you remember that Donald Trump added $100 million to the pot for Planned Parenthood? And then he got up in the face of all of his blind worshipers, Jeremiah 5:21. And what did he do? He told them that he was the most pro-life president ever. Isn't that interesting? Do you remember that? That was the Washington Times, by the way. Do you remember when Trump got up and he was talking about how he's the most pro-Second Amendment president ever in the history of America? But behind closed doors, after the Parkland shooting, 26 states passed 55 gun control laws undermining your Second Amendment. You remember this? Oh, and by the way, I suspect what's happening right now is people are catching on to Donald Trump. I know that when I was in Michigan, I heard many people talking about, no, it's starting to catch up. People are starting to figure out who he is now. Okay? That's why they're teeing up Ron DeSantis. Gosh. Folks, did I tell you this 2 years ago? I did. I told you exactly what's going to happen. I said, Kristi Noem, they're probably going to tee her up to be the VP. 3 weeks ago, I showed you what they were talking about, trying to tee her up as the new VP. They're all actors. Americans haven't figured that out. Do you remember when I highlighted the fact that Donald Trump was talking about how we have to basically shut the doors to the Islamists because we were told by the mainstream media, I didn't say it, the mainstream media told us that it was the Muslims that were responsible for September 11, 2001. What did we find? Donald Trump gave three times the amount of funding to Islamist charity groups than that of Barack Obama. And who did that? Judicial Watch reported that. Good for Tom Fitton. Good for him. And did you know that the $1.3 million omnibus bill that I was just highlighting, one of many, by the way, did you know that that bill was sold to us as national security? Did you know that the funds went to our avowed enemies? You can't make this up. He also retweeted as the most, praising himself, Donald Trump did, as the most pro-gay president in history. Okay? But he played himself in front of you as a Christian, and it was interesting because just a short time before he became the president, he was caught on a bus talking in a way that I didn't even talk, or did I hear anybody talk in such a fashion about women in the rock and roll scene as I heard Donald Trump talking. But again, this should come as no surprise, Americans. These are Donald Trump's acting credits. See? From 2011 all the way back to 1985. Isn't it interesting how they would always showcase Donald Trump, like on The Jeffersons, like on Home Alone, like on French Prince of Bel-Air? Isn't it interesting how they would just throw him in, or Saturday Night Live would go ahead and give him his opportunity as well? Or what about when he was on Sex and the City? And interestingly enough, his enemies even tried to tell us that they gave him The Apprentice because they wanted to sell to the people that if anybody was going to get the job done, it was going to be him. I got one question. What did Donald Trump ever do to garner the favor of the American people? What did he do? Folks, Donald Trump, I think he must be grandpa to the Kardashians because they've done absolutely nothing to garner the fame that they have been given outside of the fact that they have bowed the knee to the enemy who said, just bow down to me in worship and I'll give all of this to you. He has zero credibility. I was just told a week ago, because we have been working behind the scenes trying to make our way for a real interview with Donald Trump, because Donald Trump doesn't know how to respond to the truth but call people names, just like what you call the leftists. I was also told last week that Mike Lindell's been avoiding me like the plague. Same thing with Brandon House. Why? Same thing with Marjorie Taylor Greene. Why? Because they know that I'm going to ask them real questions and hold them accountable for the things that they're responsible for producing. Same thing with Ted Cruz. Same thing with Trey Gowdy, Jim Jordan. All of them. All of them, folks. Hey, folks, if they're in the establishment trying to play the good guy, how is it that they're not dropping the law on the heads of those that have committed crimes against us over and over and over again? See, but they call this Christianity. Matter of fact, there's a brand new book out by Helgard Mueller. It's a picture of Donald Trump on the front. This is how sick these people are in their minds. President Donald J. Trump, the Son of Man, the Christ. Helgard Mueller. Can't make it up. That is idolatry. And that is a sure sign that, Americans, you are being set up for judgment by the living God. Because they will hold to this man no matter what he says, no matter what he does. He is their God. It's true. It's totally true. I wanted to show you this because I told you this was coming several years ago, too. Trump's 2024 rivals are swooping in to support him, claiming the FBI search of Mar-a-Lago is politically motivated. Whoa, so I guess, Americans, the FBI can just go ahead and raid anybody's home, even the former president of the United States of America. Oh, and don't forget what back in the 30s we were told by Roosevelt. Presidents are not elected, they're selected. You would think that their posterity, after being lied for cycle after cycle of what's going on in this country, that they would have righted the wrongs. But they fail to write themselves. See, until you take the beam out of your own eye, you can't take it out of someone else's eye. Matthew 7. And the reason I'm saying that, friends, is because I don't see a whole lot of correction or reproof or instruction going on in any movement in the United States of America. And that falls to the church. They're the ones praising this man. They're praising him. But look what's going on, folks. Ron DeSantis, Donald Trump. DeSantis comes in and weighs in on this alleged raid that just took place at Mar-a-Lago. Isn't that interesting? It's the governor's job to put a stop to what the FBI did. And by the way, just a little PS in there, a postage script. Where was the sheriff to put a stop to all of that? Folks, it shows you Ron DeSantis is a part of the game. The same thing with the sheriffs out there in Mar-a-Lago. This was all staged. This is all aimed at you, Americans. We have a friend online that just said this, Apple O' Gods. If anything in this dog and pony show, they're trying to start a revolt of continuation of January 6th. He said, come on, man, wake up. It's called Bread and Circus. It's a dog and pony show, and believe me, all of the puppets are more than happy to engage in this pathetic, psychotic show called our government. And I'm not talking about good government. We're talking about corruption within our government. One of the things that he had brought up, need I remind everyone that this is the father of the vaccine. Do you know how much money he made for Big Pharma? Do you know how much money he made for Western medicine, folks? He wasn't at war with the establishment. Both him and DeSantis and others are just trying to get you to bow and to submit to the same establishment that they have been serving for years. That's all this is. This is a dog and pony show. Nothing more and nothing less. By the way, can I just highlight a little hypocrisy, which you all need to see because Trump did the exact same thing. Ron DeSantis, the governor from Florida, he talks about how dangerous gun-free zones are, right? Matter of fact, what is it, 94 to 96% of all mass shootings take place in gun-free zones. Americans, it's time for you to hold the politicians responsible for all of those innocent soft targets that they have created. Okay, but what I want you to hear, it's interesting, he said that the gun-free zones are less safe. Did you know that if you want to go to a Ron DeSantis event, you can't come in armed? Firearms are banned at his events. Firearms are banned at his events. I didn't know that that was constitutional. And look at the guy right to his left. Just like I told you over 2 years ago, this was coming. And now we're here. This is passing the baton to none other than Ron DeSantis. Just like I told you.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.